you know,
maybe a citizen of the United States.
Yeah. Well, when you start thinking about the problems other country has, it makes you proud that you're
a citizen of the United States.
Yeah, that you're
a citizen.
Yeah. You know, they say, I'm proud, those stickers you see on cars, bumper sticker.
I'm proud to be American.
Right. Now, but things were, I know were different long ago when, say, when your father was coming up and they had different facilities for even different water fountains for.
Yeah. Well, for Andrew, they had that in North Louisiana.
Yeah.
When I was coming up, that'd been about 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Was it, what about here?
The only trouble we had a year that I remember, that was
between
the black and the white, it was, they didn't want to segregate the schools, and they started, some of them pushed. Well, when I was going to instruction to get married,
to where?
The instruction, we had to go to instruction to get married. And,
Catholic?
Yeah. And we had a bunch of priests, doctors, and stuff that would come there and speak. So we went, me and my wife, was two black couples that were going. That was 22 couples, and the rest was white. We finished our instruction, and the last night we went, they put on two flats. And then my sister-in-law and them started. But, 3 or 4 months after us, and they went there with shotguns and stuff. They said the black and white daddy would kill it. And so
for what?
They didn't want to go. We had a church in our quarters, and they had a church up there, and they didn't want us to go up there. So everybody that found out about that, that was, you know, like the fellow I was working for. He found out about it, and he told me, and he told me to tell my sister-in-law that not to go. And some of the big people that was in town was involved in it.
The man you worked for, you called him?
No, he didn't tell me nothing about it, because he knew I wasn't going. He didn't know my sister-in-law was gone. But my mother-in-law, she knew a lady that she was working for, and she found out about it, so she told her, don't let your daughter go to instruction. And so they didn't go. They was around there with guns and stuff, saying they was going to kill her. And it went on like that. And they started, the blacks started to try to push it. Some of them was bullied. But most of them didn't care about it. Because we had our own church and everything. We had our clubs and stuff. If we wanted to go drink a beer and stuff. But most of them wanted to go to what we call the white church, or to the white clubs. They went there. Bruise them up, beat them up. So then the black decided they wanted a school. The federal government wasn't going to build a school, and then it was segregated. The federal government wasn't going to give no funds to build a school, and then they segregate the school. Okay, they built the school. So then they're going to segregate it. The school they built for the black, they're going to leave from the 8th and go to the 10th grade.
It'll be the 8th?
The 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's what it was. The 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, it was 6, 7, 8, and 9. They had 5 grades, 4 grades. Well, then they didn't want to give no driver's aids call. Well, they got this John Zippy from New York.